Welcome to the WTCM Entrepreneur Spotlight, brought to you by the FIM Group in downtown Traverse City and by SCORE, America's counselor to small business. Here's your host, Ron Jolly.
WTCM News Talk 580. It's 8:37 with Ron Jolly, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Spotlight, where every Wednesday we shine the light on those people who have started their own business, or in some cases purchased a business and grown it, creating jobs for themselves and in many cases for others. Today we revisit, actually a 10-year anniversary of sorts today. Brandy Wheeler is in from Meal Tickets and Unusual Ideas. Welcome back, Brandy.
Thank you. Good morning.
November 7th. Yesterday was 11-1. Was your anniversary?
11-1-11, yep.
10-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. 11 plays big because was September 11th had an impact on your career, did it not?
It did. It did. Actually, that was the impetus for going out on my own and starting something new. I returned after a vacation. Actually, we were in Miami on September 11th, scheduled to fly home that day, and had to get a rental car immediately and drove cross country to get home after 9/11. And the trickle down effect of that, of course, everyone was affected traumatically, emotionally, but the trickle down was that I lost my job in my advertising agency that I worked for because the travel industry was impacted.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of our advertising clientele.
So were you a graphic artist?
I was a graphic designer, yep. Yep, all different types of marketing, advertising, promotion.
And you knew the travel industry? Did you kind of work with them?
One of our biggest clients was in the travel industry, so they were impacted, and that definitely trickled down and affected our group. And the last hired, first to go.
So did you go look for other jobs, or how did you wind up starting a business?
Well, I thought about that, but at the time there really wasn't, there weren't as many marketing and advertising agencies in town 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had seen, and my parents had seen, this little card idea when I had seen it traveling in Florida, and my parents more recently had seen it in Washington, D.C., on a trip down there. They had stumbled across this display that was at their hotel concierge desk and rifled through it, finding all kinds of restaurants and attractions, things that they could do that were within walking distance of their hotel. And on the backs of these little cards, they all had a map that led directly to that location.
Hello. So it's kind of like the brochure rack, but a miniature version.
It's a little pocket-sized card.
So, yeah, if you go to a hotel or a similar business in the Grand Traverse market, you'll see a little kind of plastic tabletop, a desktop case.
Yep, it's acrylic display.
Display. Mm-hmm. And they're little cards, like playing cards almost, I think.
They're about the size of a business card, except they open up. They fold in half. So there's really quite a bit of information we can get on the back.
Yeah. So if you're a tourist, you can go and peruse that and say, this looks like an interesting tourist spot or restaurant. And there's a map and information, and voila.
Right.
So you make the money on that by you have to convince hotels to take that display case.
The hotels love that, though, because that, what we don't realize as a local is how much work they do to try to let people know about this region and where they can go, because that's the first thing a visitor wants to know. Where's a good restaurant?
Yeah.
Where are all the wineries? Hey, we've heard about this brewery. How can we find that? But when they're busy in the summer and they've got a line to check in, they don't have the time, and yet they're trying to help. And so ours is a service that really helps them out, because they can send people to the display, they can pull samples out quickly and hand them over to guests.
It doesn't take up a lot of space either.
No, it's about the size of a phone book if you're actually just sitting it on the, you know, on the countertop.
That's part of your sales pitch, I can tell. So your job then is to get those into the hotels, which sounds like maybe an easier part. Then you have to sell to to restaurants, wineries, tourist destinations.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And locally owned. What we're trying to do is really reach out and let the locally owned independent businesses that may be off the beaten path, which so many of them are, hidden on back roads and side places that a visitor that is not familiar with this area might not discover if they weren't looking for it.
So here's so you see the idea, and your parents see the idea, and you brainstorm about it. It's not available here. You think it would work here. What kind of steps did you take before you took the plunge? I mean, to kind of give you a good feeling that this is going to work here.
Well, the very first and most important thing is that I found a mentor. We found out who was doing this business in Washington, D.C., and approached her and said, we love this concept. We think it would be great in northern Michigan, where we're from. How did you get started? How could we maybe get started? And she said, I'll help you.
And she didn't ask for any kind of a fee for...
No, we did. We did a little bit of a fee to kind of get started. And she said, yeah, I can connect you. And we worked together for printing and for some of the things that you know, really were critical for this type of business. It's very unique. And nobody else is doing something like that.
Because you had to figure out where to get the display case.
Yep, they're custom made.
Yeah, the cards that you sell, who to print those and design. Well, you could probably do a lot of the design work.
Yeah, I do the design work myself, which is a nice thing to come to this business with that background.
And then a sales technique. Are you the salesperson?
I am everything right now.
Was that daunting or challenging to go out and approach people and to ask them for money to invest in themselves, really, but to ask them to?
For me, that was the hardest because I did not come from a sales background, other than my years of waitressing, which that's kind of sales too. But,
yes, it is.
But when people are coming in and you know they know what they're looking for, they want to have dinner, it's easy to say, well, this is what your options are. And you know, I really enjoyed that. So from that perspective, I was able to kind of take what I learned there and apply that. But that was definitely a challenge.
All right. So you get it in there, you sell it. And two things that crossed my mind, these are real simple things. But when people think about starting a business, how did you set the rate? Did your friend in Washington help you? How did you know how much to charge for these?
We did have some guidelines from what she was charging, but we also realized our market's a little bit smaller. We would have a fewer hotels. A big part of that is what's your distribution? And right now we have 70 hotel, motel, winery locations that host our displays. So it's that reach that people are paying for and their ability to reach visitors. So we had to compare what they could do in Washington, D.C. and what Northern Michigan really could kind of bear.
And then how about basic things like bookkeeping, like if it's a monthly invoice, you know, and keeping track of aging and accounts and all, how do you do that?
I kind of took a lot of guidelines from our mentor and what she was doing, and then I tweaked it to fit my, you know, what we were needing to do. One thing we added, I wasn't aware, at least at that any time down there, they weren't doing a web component. And so we immediately said we need to be multimedia. We want to have the print displays, and we definitely want to have a website that goes along with this. So mealtickets.com was started right away, and all of the information that was on our cards and all of our hotels, that was one of the benefits we could give them, was a little blurb on our website saying these are all the different lodging options in Northern Michigan. So when you're searching.
So that's targeted then to the consumer? I mean, if they go to Meal Tickets, they're going to find out about all of your restaurants and hotels and wineries.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's just another way to get the information.
Yeah.
Now, so that all started 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
And how many of the locations did you have? 70 now. How many did you have like when you were first
started? I started with six advertisers and 35 hotels that would, that hosted a display across three counties.
So you've doubled the number of locations, hotels.
Yep.
How many advertisers now, roughly?
Well, our display only holds 30, so we cap at 30. And right now, I think we have a couple spots for sale.
Yep. All right, now, this is interesting. The Traverse Traveler, I don't have a smartphone yet.
Oh, Ron, we're going to have to work on that.
Well, there are too many choices. See, now, if they only had one, I'd go out and get it. But, you know, there's all these Droids and Apples and all this stuff. So I have to go buy one.
That's true.
A lot of people, obviously, are way ahead. And they have and all these apps. There's an app for everything. You came up with the Traverse Traveler iPhone app.
Yes.
How long ago was that now?
That was, we launched the app right before Christmas of 2010.
Last year.
Yeah, so it hasn't even been a whole year yet.
And what does that do now for people who have iPhones? Explain what that does.
We realized that the information that we could put in the printed cards in the hotels was limited, for one thing, in terms of 30 spots in that display, and that visitors are planning their vacation before they get here. And so we still wanted to take our same mission of in-hand marketing, putting something that fits in the palm of your hand. It's the number one thing visitors love about the cards is that they're small. So what's else fits in your hand but a smartphone? And visitors, travelers are so tech savvy right now, and people are using social media from their phones, posting to Facebook and Twitter and checking in on Foursquare. We wanted to be able to reach that market, so we found a developer that was doing something again similar to what we were looking for and said, let's see if we can do something for this area. and got started, it came together in 3 months.
Three months.
Very quick.
So for the consumer, you have it on your phone. What happens? You push the Traverse Traveler app, and what comes up? What happens?
You get a screen with 12 categories.
Okay.
We have dining, wineries, lodging, shopping, entertainment. We have an events category, which is great because a business can post an event if they've got a fundraiser or something like that going on. And that's it's sorted by date.
Okay.
So when you're here, it'll tell you what's going on right now.
And that all, now, how do you find this app? How do you know that somebody in Chicago or somebody will, how do they find out to put this app on their iPhone?
If you search in the App Store, which is normally how people would be searching, just like you'd use Google. If you search Traverse, Traverse City, Benzie, Leelanau, which are all the regions we cover, we're going to come up.
All right. Now, so how is that now? How do you get revenue from that?
People can list their business on the app.
And
when we first launched, we did free basic listings, which would give people just a quick description. It puts you on the map, which is a key feature of the app. It's geolocation based. So when you move around with this app, it knows where you are, and it's going to list businesses that are closest to you.
Wow.
So we built the app by working with our meal tickets customers, putting their information on there, and then growing it a little at a time. Now businesses can list their business and put photographs, descriptions. It links to your website. It links to Facebook and Twitter, and there's so much interactivity.
Why even leave your house? You can just...
you just play right on the app.
Exactly. No, but so if you're walking, if a tourist is driving down the street, I'm trying to think of an example here, say between Traverse City and Sutton's Bay, and one of the advertisers, let's see, say Tuscan Bistro, the restaurant, is up there. Say they're one of the advertisers. That would like come up if they're looking for a restaurant. Boom, it would come up and say you're only like 200 yards from this business.
If you're close, it sorts it by location, so it'll say 1 to 5 miles, and it'll list anything that's in the app that's within 1 to 5 miles, and then 5 to 10.
If you're looking for
kind of categories that way
for a women's apparel store, you just enter that category
under the shopping category. Okay. It will also search the same way.
All right, so that's pretty high tech. Are you? Have you just kind of kept up as a consumer with all the changes in technology, or have you studied anything here?
Well, yeah, I'm a little tech savvy on that, but I am not the developer end of that. That is beyond my expertise.
How did you find the developer to do this?
That was kind of a luck situation. My uncle is in PR and marketing, and he was working with this same developer to do some promotional things for another aspect of their business. And he said, you know, you really got to check these guys out. You got to see what they're doing.
Wow.
And as soon as I saw it, I thought that really would work well for here.
Wow.
So
is that was that a big investment for you to have this program created?
It's an investment, and unlike say a mobile website, an app is going to be similar to your website where there's a hosting. So there's some ongoing expense with that app, but we see the potential for the growth on the app front, even more so than the meal tickets displays, because those are limited in size, and the app doesn't have to be limited.
So anybody with an iPhone anywhere that says, I'm going to the Grand Traverse region, they go to the App Store, boom, and they look Traverse Traveler comes up.
Traverse Traveler.
Does it cost them to download that then? No. So that's
free. It's a free download.
And once they're in, they're in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, that particular app, I'll tell you, we'll take a fast break. We'll come back. You've gotten some attention for that app that's now a little over, not quite a year old.
Not even a year.
Not even a year old. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Brandy Wheeler is our guest. Meal Tickets and Unusual Ideas. Is that still the full name of the company?
That is still the full name of the company, although we have a little bit more recognition with Traverse Traveler.
Traverse Traveler.
So we're kind of going to work on merging the two.
All right, and mealtickets.com is a website people can visit right now. All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back with Brandy Wheeler and find out what kind of attention she's gotten for the Traverse Traveler app. Right after this on the Entrepreneur Spotlight on WTCM.
Paul Sutherland, founder and president of FIM Group in Traverse City, discusses the challenging subject of avoiding permanent losses in your investments.
The investors that tend to be much more oriented towards today's headlines rather than realizing that economies are, it's natural to be, for any economy to be cyclical. And it's natural for companies to have quarters where they don't make any money as they're retooling or they're coming out with new products. those investors are going to have significant permanent loss because they're always going to be jumping from one hot idea to the other hot idea. So investors, to avoid permanent loss, have to look at value. They have to say, is this investment a great value based on its financials, based on its products, based on its product strategy, and what are its prospects going forward?
FIM Group, helping you create, preserve, and perpetuate an environment where life's greatest moments will flourish. For more information, visit FIMG.net or call 231-929-4500.
WTCM News Talk 580. I'm Ron Jolly. This is the Entrepreneur Spotlight. We're talking today with Brandy Wheeler of MealTickets.com and the Traverse Traveler iPhone app. And I'm looking at your iPhone right now. So I just pushed the near me, and I have all these little push pins. Those are all of the businesses that advertise with you.
Well, it'll drop on the near me button. Will drop 25 pins closest to you wherever you are, and then you can touch each one of those and then find out what they are.
There's like Holiday Inn West Bay. If I push that, where is it? Wellington Inn Bed and Breakfast. Grace Episcopal.
Yes, we have a category for churches. Actually, I'm glad you
First
mentioned
Baptist.
That.
Okay.
We're doing free listings for churches in the area. So if there are any churches, they can go on our website and post all the same information a business would pay to post, but we're going to put them in there for free.
Espresso Bay, Gourmet Coffee, then that pops up when you push it. So, and that's like all new to me. I sound like a novice here, but for a lot of people, that's no big deal. But that's, you know, that's obviously where we are and where we're headed. So now you have these little, what are these little black squares with the geometric design that we see on windows and magazines now?
You do see those, Cody, but they're called a QR code.
QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work in now? You have a sticker here. It says, we're listed on the app, Traverse Traveler, and I guess merchants put that in their window?
Yes, all right. You can put that in the window. And if you have a smartphone and you have the app that lets you scan that, which there are dozens of apps that will let you scan a QR code, that QR code will take you to a website URL. It could take you to, put contact information into your phone. And in this case, you scan that and it takes you immediately to our listing on the iTunes app store.
Oh, okay.
And you can immediately download it without having to do the search and typing in Driver's Traveler. And
that's a lot of busy stuff going on. Now,
that is.
You started this. So when you worked as a graphic designer, that was full time.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have two kids, right?
I do.
A husband and two kids. So how does this fit into a family life? Are you able to, it seems like it would take up a lot of time managing all of this.
It's been a lot of juggling. When I first started Meal Tickets, about 1 month later, I found I was pregnant. So I've been juggling all along. So at least I'm used to that. My mom was my daycare, which helped a ton.
Okay.
And this is the first year I have two kids in school all day. So I'm adjusting my schedule now to having so much more time to work during the daylight hours.
So
because I did a lot of work at night.
You cover four or five counties.
I do cover Grand Traverse, Benzie, and Leelanau County, mostly.
So do you envision now in managing this growth? And the growth is really, we've talked about the card displays. You doubled the number of locations, and the advertisers are way up there, 30 of them now. Now you have the app application, the iPhone app.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think about having expanding this to another area someday, or just keep spreading out from where you are? Do you anticipate having employees someday?
We'd love to see Meal Tickets and the concept of the app go into other regions. For me, this has been a great venture to start, even as a work-from-home mom, because I could set my schedule based on what worked for me, a lot of the work I could do, you know, on my own at night if need be. So I think it's a great business that someone else could start. I'd love to maybe license other people to go into other areas. I, as a single business owner, I have a lot on my plate to do all of this. So what I'd like to see is developing another region with another person that's interested in that.
Have you stayed in touch with your mentor in Washington?
I have, yep.
What did she think of the Traverse Traveler? By the way, somebody wanted to know the name of the app, Traverse Traveler.
Yes.
What did she think of that idea?
She's not as tech savvy, so she's just kind of getting into this herself. But she's always been incredibly supportive, and we've kept up a great relationship, which has worked really well for printing together and working on different aspects of the business. And I know I can always call her and vice versa.
Now, the Travers Traveler app came out before Christmas last year. It's being included in a book, I understand. About 500 different submissions will be featured. The book is called Visual Marketing.
Yes,
99 Proven Ways for Small Businesses to Market with Images and Design. Actually, 99 businesses will be included. You're one of them.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Discovered a request for information. People were looking for content for this book. And followed up with that, submitted the description about my business and what we did with meal tickets and how we transformed that with technology, how we were able to reach our customers that way. And it was chosen to be part of this book, which just came out in September.
Okay. And the author then talked about, you did an interview with Forbes, I understand.
Yes.
And brought up your company.
She did, yes.
So you were in Forbes.
Third degree of separation, but yes, I was in Forbes.
Yeah, really. Well, that's a tremendous success in 10 years. What kind of wisdom do you have to offer any entrepreneur or even somebody in your position where you kind of take some of the skills you have, but part of the story here is you saw something in another market that you thought we can duplicate here, and you innovated too. I mean, you just really said, hey, why not use high tech? It's been 10 years of managing all this, the growth. So any lessons, anything you can offer as far as wisdom for somebody who's trying to start a business or running a small business?
I say play to your strengths. For me, it's been the design aspect of that. I've been able to build that into the business without additional costs that I've had, that my customers have had to incur. I can offer those services. So I kept what was important to me was to continue to design.
Yeah.
And what's important to your customers. Customer service, I think, has got to be number one. And find out what it is they need from you and find a way to make that happen. Our business is really service-based, and I have a very good relationship with all of our advertisers. I have a smaller group of them, but I do try to work with them individually to find out what do they need, how can we best serve that. And that's one of the reasons we went high tech, is that I had some customers saying, we're looking at spending some advertising dollars in mobile media and that sort of thing, but there isn't really a lot going on up here. We're trying to figure out what to do. So I took the next step.
You ran it by some of your advertisers and they gave you enough positive feedback. You took the plunge.
That's right.
Yeah. At home, do you have a dedicated office space? Do you have like an office?
I do have a little home office in the basement, which was when I first started, it was a computer in a room, and then two kids come along and you keep moving that around. But I do work from home, and all my inventory is home, which is crazy.
All right. Well, Brandy Wheeler, congratulations. The website is mealtickets.com. If you're on iPhone, you can look up Travers Traveler.
Yes, and then Travers Traveler has its own website, traverstraveler.com.
.com, there you go. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.